Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning, off and rolling now in the month of March. Of course, a key month in the sports calendar. March Madness in a few weeks. NFL free agency in a couple weeks. We've got the Phillies with spring training, including a game today on WIP at 1 o'clock.
Whoa!
Yes. Phillies baseball. Wow! How about that, John?
Yeah!
Woo!
Woo!
Phillies baseball. Now, I didn't say the World Series, but I did say Phillies baseball, and I like it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to hear the Phils in 3 hours, and that's pretty cool. And by the way, 1 month to opening day. Opening day this year, April 1st, so 1 month exactly to opening day. We'll talk a lot of Phillies baseball today. Also, the Flyers and Sixers with some action over the weekend, so a lot to do today. And, of course, with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Let's talk a lot of baseball, talk some football, the whole deal. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, pal.
Honeybees need to gather nectar from 2 million flowers to make 1 pound of honey.
That's wild.
2 million flowers. So one bee would therefore have to fly around 90,000 miles to make a pound of honey. That's three times around the globe.
So my first thought, I'd be a bad bee.
You would be awful.
Yeah, I'd be awful. I wouldn't be in all that.
Well, you know, the average honeybee will actually only make 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey in its lifetime.
Wow. Wow. All right. Pretty wild, man.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk. Let's kick it off here with some Phillies baseball. Again, the game today on WIP at 1 o'clock. It'll be great to hear, you know, Fransky in L.A., the whole deal. Opening day in a month. Great day to talk Phillies baseball. John, there's three things that I really believe about this Phillies season. And I think I'm right to say that most Phillies fans are in line with what I'm thinking here. Three things. Number one, the Phillies will be better than last year. Number two, the Phillies will finish above. Again, this is a local thing, not national. Locally, I think most people think the Phillies will finish above the over-under total for them, which is currently 81.5 games of wins. I think most people, Mitch Williams last week on our show said he thinks they're going to be closer to 90 than 80. And I think most people are saying, yeah,
that's 80, exciting.
81.5 feels low.
Yeah.
And the third thing I think, and again, I think most people think when you're really truthful about it, is that the Phillies will probably miss the playoffs. Because while they'll be better and they'll be decent, they probably won't be good enough. Now, I say all that to say this. There is the possibility of baseball still expanding the playoffs. If you remember last year, baseball regular season, first week of the regular season, the week the regular season began, baseball expanded the playoffs. Instead of five teams making it from each league, eight teams made it from each league. And we all thought, wow, amazing for the Phillies' chances. I didn't like it as an idea, but it certainly improved the Phillies' chances, kept them in it longer than they otherwise would have.
Yes.
And they ultimately missed it because they just couldn't get their freaking act together with the bullpen or even Aaron Nola at the end of the season just to do anything to win a couple more games to make the playoffs. All right. Here's the deal, John.
So close.
So close.
So close.
Yeah, no question. Now, I want to hear from everyone today at 215-592-9494 because we know the baseball owners and the players have negotiated, and to this point there's been no agreement as far as expanding the playoffs. Could still happen. You don't hear much about it in the news these days. But, again, let's be real. Last year, it happened literally the week baseball season started, whole month from now. The week the season started last year, baseball announced, oh, by the way, we're not having five teams from each league. We're having eight teams. Well, I'm curious from everyone today at 215-592-9494. If you would want the baseball playoffs expanded again this year, knowing that it would dramatically help the Phillies' chances to make the postseason.
What?
Because, John, I will
what
tell you.
What a no-brainer.
I would not want that. I would not want that. And it doesn't surprise me that you'd want the easy way
what
out.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Oh, yeah, good idea. Let's do whatever gives the Phillies less of a chance to make the postseason, Joe. This is idiotic.
It's not idiotic.
What you're saying? Yes, it is.
John.
Are you kidding me? Are you joking around just trying to get me riled up? Because I'm mad at you now.
No, John.
If you really believe this.
It's cheapy. It's cheapy.
Oh, cheapy. John, who cares? And it's the playoffs. Last year, we were so close.
Because
they expanded the playoffs. The Phillies are locked in to being.
It really will be the difference.
A fringe playoff team for this season and the ensuing seasons. Yeah, it just feels like that's where we sit. You know, 84 wins,
yep.
85 wins.
Yep.
We are on that periphery right now. Why would you want to take the chance away to make the playoffs?
Because I want the Phillies to earn it, John. I want them to earn it. I really do.
They will earn
it. No, but that's a
cheapie. Come on.
That's a cheapie. No.
How many times have you said for the Philadelphia Eagles, playoffs 3 years in a row, that's why they're good? You could have that opportunity now with the Phillies.
Yeah, you could.
So why would you poo-poo this idea? As a fan, I would rather have a chance than not have a chance to make the playoffs.
Well, most people probably, John, would agree with you. Look, we'll find out at 215-592-9494. I really am curious because, you know, there's the traditionalist baseball fan, the kind of more open to modern idea baseball
fan. Do you think it makes you, like, cool to be the, quote, traditional baseball fan? Because it doesn't. You know, it makes you the fuddy-duddy. It makes you the old man shaking your walking stick at the rock and roll devil music. This is wrong. What you're doing is wrong. Every single sport out there has expanded their playoffs.
Yeah.
The big sports, that's what you do now. That's what the cool kids do.
And basketball and hockey have been doing it for years and years.
Yes.
I mean, they've had eight teams in each league for as long as I can remember in my life.
Basketball, think about it. Now this year, they're going to do a short play-in tournament to where you've got 20 out of 30 teams involved in that playoff, whatever you call it.
Ridiculousness, yeah.
So at hockey, you got 16 out of 30.
Yeah.
So in both, it's over half the teams make the playoffs. The NFL, this last year, just added at 17, an additional team from each conference to the playoff mix.
Yep.
And we all loved Super Wild Card Day or whatever you call it. This is a no-brainer. Yes, expand the playoffs. Mostly, yes, because other people are doing it, but most of all because it gives the Phillies an actual chance to be a postseason player.
It is amazing. And look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. It is amazing how much, if the baseball playoffs were to be expanded, it is so, John, right in the wheelhouse of where the Phillies will probably finish. Because I really do think most people think they'll be above 500, but not a postseason team with the current only five teams per league structure. Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. John, I'm against it for a few basic reasons. First off, I do think general baseball terms, it does water down the regular season. I don't like that. It does cheapen the postseason. I don't like that.
No, it
does. It does. Hold
no.
on. It also moves baseball further away from being a sport that rewards excellence, which I've always grown up knowing that baseball's
excellence gets rewarded by winning in the playoffs.
There's a cheapie.
Winning
there. There's a cheapie
in the playoffs.
And then here's the other big thing. You know, let's talk about it from a Philly standpoint. I know it's real easy to say, well, you know, we all get a chance here as a Phillies fan, and it, you know, helps them. And I understand, like, if they expand the playoffs, it really, 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 really would help the Phillies. I get that. It would hurt the Dodgers because they'd have to play another round. Here's the deal, John. Here's the deal. There's two times in
this
my lifetime. There's two times in my lifetime. I'm 42 years old. There's only been two times in my lifetime that the Phillies have had a breakthrough to make the postseason for the first time in a while. The first was in 1993. At that time, I was 15 years old. It was the first time they made the postseason since I was five. It was a big breakthrough, first time in 10 years. And the 93 Phils earned it. Wire to wire, they earned it. And then there was another long.
They won't have earned it. They won't have earned it.
It'll be a cheapie
if they make the playoffs.
It'll be a cheapie. And then when they finally made it again,
who cares?
Which wasn't for 14 years. Part of what made it so special in 93, part of what made it so special in 07, when the Phillies finally broke through again in 07 after 14 years not being in the postseason, was that they earned it. They actually earned it. So am I looking for, participation trophy? Let's let half the league, let's let even more than half the league make the playoffs like last year? No, I'm not. Even though it would help the Phillies
chances. It's not a participation trophy. Yeah, you still have teams not making it. Like we have barely not made it, it seems like, the last few years. Why would you take this chance away? Joe, you are fighting the future, and this is a futile fight. I don't understand why you are so ingrained in the old ways when every other league,
I know,
every other sport,
I know,
is moving into the new millennium.
Yeah.
It's time to grow into the future, Joe.
I mean, I do recognize I'm kind of fighting the turning tide of sports. I understand that. I do. And I know in this case, it really would dramatically help the Phillies if they expand the playoffs. I'm against it. Let's see where everyone's at. 215-592-9494.
So that means you are against helping the Phillies. You are for hurting the Phillies.
That's a fair way to put it.
So
I mean,
why would you do that? Makes you a bad fan.
Because I don't want
to. You're a bad person.
I don't need everybody. Knock it off. Knock it off. Look, 215-592-9494. I want everyone to think about this question and answer the question today. Knowing that it would dramatically help the Phils if the playoffs were expanded again this year as they were last year, do you want to see Major League Baseball expand the playoffs? Think about it. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. 1 month to opening day and 3 hours for the first time here this year. Phillies baseball on WIP. You'll hear it at 1. We'll talk about it all show. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. We'll mix in the Sixers and the Flyers with some weekend action and obviously some football news as well. Now about two weeks away from NFL free agency. A lot happening. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. Do you want the playoffs expanded in baseball? It really would help the Phils. Yes or no? Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.